Sunrise and sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death. The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time.
We present a new series of radio programs, The Clock.
Time is usually something we take for granted, something dependable that we rarely think of directly unless the need is vital. A man may spend an hour or two with friends, then wonder where the time has gone when the evening is over. That same man may find that he is racing with the clock on his way to catch a train to work the following morning. To the average person, the length of life is not fixed, and he can look forward to the future with confidence and hope. But the days, hours, and minutes ahead can drive a man to despair when death announces her visit before him.
Sit down, Mr. Fowler.
Yeah, thanks, Doc.
I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
No, I just got to the hospital 5 minutes ago. Well, have the x-rays been developed yet?
Yes, they were sent down to me from the lab a little while ago.
What's the verdict, Doc? Anything that can't be cured by a glass of beer?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, you mean I'm sick?
Yes, Gus, you are.
Okay, maybe I haven't any dough right now, but I can borrow some, Doc. I can pay my hospital keep for as long as I have to stay here.
I don't think hospitalization can help you, Gus.
You mean I'm that sick? Well, tell me, Doc, what is it?
Ordinarily, I might find it wiser to keep this from a patient. It's something that's very difficult for a man to face.
What?
But then, in your case, it might be different. You may want time to put your affairs in order.
Well, look, Doc, let me get this straight. Are you trying to tell me I'm going to die?
Yes, Gus.
You mean I got no hope at all?
None whatever.
Doc, you're kidding. For the love of Mike, see, you're kidding.
I wish I could.
Yeah, but I feel all right. A man don't kick off when he feels all right.
This disease that you have it's very rare. In fact, you're the first case I've ever seen since I've been in practice. It's painless until the end. Then it's over very quickly.
I don't know what to say, Doc. I got to get time to get used to the idea.
You don't have too much time, Gus.
You know how long?
1 month at the most.
1 month? One lousy month?
Gus,
Well, what do you want me to do, laugh? Celebrate? You stick a rope around my neck, you want me to cheer?
I'm sorry. If there was anything I could do, I'd gladly do it.
It's funny, ain't it? Up to now, I never had a care in the world. Good time, Gus, they call me. I spent my dough like a drunk. Not a worry. Easy come, easy go. Yeah, easy come, easy go.
Have you had fun out of life, Gus?
Maybe, I don't know. I guess I must have, or I wouldn't be sorry to leave it now.
Well, try to be philosophical about it. I know that's not an easy thing to say.
Only a month. You're sure of that, Doc? You quite sure?
Quite sure.
Well, I ain't waiting.
What?
I'm not sitting around like a canary in an open cage waiting for the cat.
Gus, listen to
me. It's my life, ain't it?
Gus, come back.
Go on, Doc. I'll be seeing you. In the cemetery.
Are
for someone, young fella?
I just admiring the view, officer.
Oh, sure, and you can see half the city from this bridge in a clear night.
The fog's pretty bad this evening, though.
Yeah.
Well, take it easy.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll take it good and easy.
Just what are your intentions?
Go home, I said.
Life can become pretty grim at times. Isn't that so, Gus?
What? How did you know my name?
I overheard your conversation with the doctor. Followed you from the hospital.
What for? You saving souls or something?
Oh, no. On the contrary, it doesn't matter to me personally what you do. But from a business point of view, I have a proposition.
Picked on the right guy, mister. You and me ought to sign a long-term contract. It'll be good for 30 days.
Oh, 2 weeks is long enough for me.
For what?
For my experiments.
What are you, anyway?
I'm a man with a profound idea. Remember, my name's Crane. No, I'm not a doctor, not a scientist, but I hold the secret to everlasting life.
Yeah?
Yeah, within 2 weeks, my experiments will be finished. And I'll be the first man in creation. First. We'll never grow old and die.
You'll also be number one inside the bug house if you keep talking
that way. Oh, you're skeptical. It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter to me. All I want from you is your body.
What? My what?
Your body. Well, I need various organs in my experiments. I must have them within a few minutes after death.
Look, if you go home and leave me alone, you're screwed.
Oh, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, what have I got to gain? You think I'm raffling off my carcass to any old geezer who comes along?
I'll pay you for your trouble. I'll pay you. I'll give you $2,000 in cash.
You what?
Yes, with $2,000 you can spend your last days in luxury. Yeah? Doesn't that appeal to you?
I still say you're
not. Oh, I have 20 $100 bills right here. You know, can they testify to my sanity?
Holy smokes. You're serious.
Of course I'm serious.
Hey. One last fling.
Yes, Gus.
One last round of the hot spots in a big whirl with fancy.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay. All right, mister. You're on.
Just a second. I must have some kind of security.
What do you mean, secure?
Well, I want to make certain. I've got to be certain that the body is delivered as per contract.
Well, why should I change my mind? I'm going to croak inside of a month, whether I like it or not. You got nothing to worry about, Crane.
But I want to make certain. I don't want you to contact the police in case you want to postpone the settlement. If you care to sign this paper.
What is it?
It's a confession of murder.
What?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, a young man disappeared, and the police are still looking for his body. They'll never find him, of course.
Why not?
Well, I happened to have begun my final experiment at the same time that the young man vanished.
You mean you bumped him off?
Oh, that's putting it very crudely. After all, I have an important... most important task to finish.
Yeah, well, so what good is it if I sign this paper?
Well, if you don't show up, I'll just turn it over to the police.
Well, that's a hot one. You're going to turn me in on a murder rap. They wouldn't even have time to get me to the court.
But then, once again, the bargain is all on your side, isn't it? Well, naturally, I don't want to use this paper unless I'm forced to. I would much prefer to have the merchandise.
Give me the pen.
Oh, here you are, Gus.
Yeah. Now, give me the dough.
Yes, it's right here.
Here you are. 2,000 smackers. Oh, brother. Why don't I start making music with that?
Just one thing more, Gus.
Yeah, well?
2 weeks from today, the 28th.
Yeah.
You'll hear from me.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll inform you where to... deliver the goods I've paid for.
Hey, having fun, Gladys?
I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah, man. Hey, waiter.
Yes, sir?
Not a bottle of champagne.
Yes, sir.
Gosh, you must be just loaded with money.
Yeah, I don't care how I spend it,
baby. Oh, you always were a good sport.
Yeah, everything's going to be sweet music the next 2 weeks.
Oh, you'll get hold of another roll when you use this one up. You always do.
Yeah, I always do. Huh. Yeah, come on, Gladys. How about a dance?
Well, I know we're paying for it, ain't we?
Yeah, from here we'll go to the Sapphire Club and mix with the celebrities.
Wow, but that's the most expensive place in town. Well,
so what? It's only money. Like you said, Gladys, there's some of you can't take with you when you go.
Shouldn't take me all the way home to Brooklyn in a cab. Guess it's too expensive.
Well, look, will you stop worrying about dough? I'm still behind schedule.
Behind what schedule?
I got $600 to spend and only 5 days to spend of it. I must be slipping.
Oh, that's all right. I'll help you along. Good.
Yeah?
You all right?
What do you mean? I'm all right.
Oh, I mean, you feel okay?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. These last couple of days, you've been acting funny.
What's that? Ain't you been having a good enough time?
Oh, sure. I've been enjoying myself like I never did before, honey. But I've been worrying about you.
Well, stop worrying. I'm doing fine.
I guess you think I never really care about how you feel. I guess you think all that I want out of you is a good time.
Yeah, well, why not? Everybody likes to have fun.
So do I. Except
what?
Well, guess, do you like me better than any other girl you ever went with?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm nuts about you, Gladys.
Then why don't you ever show it?
Show it? Well, how?
Well, why don't you ever ask me to marry you?
What? You serious, Gladys?
Then I look at...
Well, why do you want to marry me?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I get lonesome. Maybe it's because I'm getting on. I'm 32, Gus. A girl thinks of more important things than nightclubs when she hits 32.
Well, you know I ain't got any dough, Gladys. What I get, I spend even faster.
I don't want money. I want you. We might settle down after a while. Oh, I don't mean that I'd tell you what to do and where to go. You'd always be your own boss. But,
yeah.
Well, after a while, you know what I mean.
You're a nice kid, Gladys. But look, say, wait, maybe I could help you out a little.
But I'm not looking for help, Gus.
I got an insurance policy. $3,000. It's all paid up. I'd just as soon you collected on that, Gladys, as anyone else.
Well, who cares about insurance policies? I don't know how you got into that subject at all.
So you want to get married, Gladys?
More than anything else.
Okay, kid. We'll get a license tomorrow. Yeah, then we'll go on a honeymoon.
Oh.
It'll have to be a short one. Maybe only a day or so, then... I'll have to leave you for a while.
Leave me? What for, Gus?
Because I got a date with a guy named Crane.
To an ordinary man, 4 days is usually a small amount of time in his life. And it passes quickly without his sensing it. It passed very quickly for Gus Fowler, too. But he was painfully aware of every second, every hour.
Oh, gee, but I'm happy, Gus.
Are you?
was a short honeymoon, but a nice one. Gee, I'm glad we're home, though.
Yeah.
Do you like me?
Sure.
How much?
How much you want me to like you?
Ooh, a lot. I want you to love me, Gus.
You know, you're a pretty cute kid. Yeah, you and me can have a lot of fun together.
What you looking at, Gus?
That calendar on the wall.
Well, what about it?
Today's the 28th.
Mm-hmm. We've been married 2 days. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's terrific. Gladys, what time is it?
8 o'clock.
Why don't you go to a movie or something?
A movie? We just got
here. There's a good show down the street.
Well, if you want to.
No, I'm not going. You go alone. I got an appointment.
For when?
For some time. Tonight.
Not with a woman.
Gladys, for the love of Mike, will you get out of here? What?
You expecting someone?
Yeah, look, my insurance policy, it's in the desk, kid. That's all you have to know.
But guess what?
Get into the next room, Gladys. Go on!
Oh, why, sure, Gus. Anything you say, Gus.
Okay, my friend. Come on in and collect what you paid for.
Oh, Fowler, thank heavens I managed to find you at last.
Dr. Stanley.
How are you, Gus?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just fine. What did you come here for, to find out if I was still alive?
I've tried to reach you for over a week now.
I'd be home much.
Didn't you get my letter?
I don't bother looking in my mailbox anymore. Mail don't interest me.
Gus, listen, there's been a horrible mistake.
What?
That X-ray.
Well?
It wasn't yours. It was someone else's.
Someone else's?
Yes, the lab technician who brought me the plate made a mistake. He gave me someone else's.
What do you mean? You mean I ain't gonna die after all?
You're 100% normal, Gus. I wouldn't be surprised if you lived to be 90.
100% normal? 100%?
Now, take it easy, boy. I know what kind of news this is, and I'm happy for you, but try to be calm about it.
100%.
Well, I'll be running along now. Drop in and see me when you get the chance. And good luck to you.
100% okay. He said I'd live to be 90.
Gus, what's the matter with you?
Goodness, I just got some news. What am I getting hysterical about? I got to use my head. I got to outfox this guy, confession or no confession.
What are you talking about?
Travis, listen, I can't explain now, but I'm in a spot. There's only one way out of it. We got to leave the country. Yeah, you know.
Are you in trouble, Gus?
Yeah, I'm in lots of trouble, Gladys. Look, we didn't unpack our bags yet.
No.
Yeah, we got to grab them. We got to take a plane to Canada or Mexico. Don't answer.
Hello?
Yeah?
Gus there.
Why? No.
Give me that phone. Hello?
Gus?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Mr. Crane.
Well?
Oh, didn't we have an appointment today?
Did we?
Oh, don't tell me. Memory's as short as that. I believe this is the 28th.
So what?
Oh, I'd like to take possession of my property.
Look, I got a counter proposition to make you.
Really?
Yeah, I'll buy that paper back. I'll work like a horse if I have to. I'll give you twice the dough you gave me if you'll sell me that confession.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but you don't understand.
I understand quite well. You're changing your mind. Well, that's what I call a breach of contract.
All right. Take it to the cops. Go on. Maybe I'll have a better chance with them than I'll have with you.
Oh, I only intend to give them this paper as a last resort. And first, I'm going to try to collect my merchandise.
Yeah?
You'll be hearing from me shortly, Gus. And I think you better prepare yourself to render payment in full.
Gus is trying to do the impossible. He's trying to run away from time.
Where to, to, mister?
You know a quiet hotel someplace not too well known?
Yeah, sure, the Halstead. Got the best food in San Francisco.
Okay, take us there.
Oh, I'm so tired, Gus. We've come so far.
Yeah, we're going still farther.
Can't we ever stop off for a while? Just for a week or so.
We'll see, Gladys. Maybe we'll get a break in Frisco.
You'll like this hotel, buddy. It's quiet and restful.
Yeah, fine.
You know, I ought to get a commission from this joint. You're the second guy I'm bringing there today. Hey, you from New York?
Yeah.
The old boy was also from New York.
What old boy?
The guy I took to the Halstead a couple hours ago. Nice old gink. Some kind of a salesman, I guess.
So what did he look like?
Oh, short, gray hair, glasses, funny look of teeth. Name of Crane.
Crane? Take us to the airport.
You what?
Gus?
Never mind the hotel. Turn this crate around and take us to the airport and make it snappy. Hurry, let me shut the door, Gladys.
Well, home again.
Yeah.
Chewie must have traveled 10,000 miles in the last few days. Now we're back where we started.
We shouldn't have left. I should have had brains enough to know there's only one way to get rid of him.
Why don't you tell me why he's following us?
Because
Gus,
it's none of your business, that's why.
Oh. Look, maybe we lost him in Frisco. Maybe he'll never show up again.
Yeah, maybe. Hello?
Well, Gus.
You're still around, huh?
Yeah, I'm getting tired of the chase. I'm trying to get a confession over the police.
Wait. I just as soon pay my debts, Mr. Crane. As long as you've made up your mind.
That's a sensible idea.
Yeah, give me until tomorrow night.
Oh, you won't try to get away again, I hope, because this time the police will follow you.
I'll show up at 10 tomorrow night.
Meet me on the corner of Clark and Hanover Street. There's a brownstone house in that block. I'll be near the steps.
I don't know where it is.
It's a deserted section, but you can find it.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I can find it.
You'll be there at 10?
10 sharp.
Then I'll be looking for you, Gus.
Where you going, Gus?
I know a guy who might sell me a gun. My only chance.
Oh, look, Gus, you can't.
Listen, Gladys, this old coot is nuts. He's out to get me. I gotta reach him first.
Why don't you call the police? Why don't you...
The cops can't help me. I gotta do this job myself. I'm tired of running, Gladys, like a hopped-up rabbit. It's either him or me, and I'm gonna make sure it won't be me. Not to follow me.
Looks like I give you the chair, Gus.
What do you think I'll get if I don't get rid of him? I signed my life away, Gladys, like a dope, like a crazy dope. After I pay him off, they'll never know I did it. They'll never find out it was me. They... Gladys.
What?
Is there someone in the shadows there?
Oh, Gus, there's no one there.
Yeah, he's waiting for me like a harpy. He's waiting for me to die like a blood-sucking bat.
Get down!
Come on, you rat! Come out of your hole!
There was nobody, but I don't know, he was half out of his mind with worry. He began to imagine things. He thought he saw Crane standing in the shadows.
Crane?
Yeah.
He was looking for a man named Crane?
Yeah, he was.
That's odd.
Why?
Was it Henry Crane?
Well, yes, it was.
That was the name of the man whose X-ray plate was confused with your husband's in the hospital. As I predicted, Crane died very suddenly this morning.
Can be hurried or lengthened according to your mood. Happiness accelerates the hours while boredom drags them out. But each second can be an eternity in itself when a man has a rendezvous with death.
The Clock will be heard next week, same time, same station. It's written by Lawrence Klee, narrated by Harp McGuire. As Gus, you heard Ken Wayne. Pat Martin as Gladys, Joe McCormick as Henry Crane, with Tom Farley as the Doctor. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Grace Gibson radio production.